Schoolyard taunting and cruel jokes in the classroom and now online are standard fare for most kids. Despite efforts to stem bullying, though, little has worked. WHYY's Jessica McDonald reports on a year-long experiment in 56 New Jersey schools that's been surprisingly successful.
Key number one, in getting your anti-conflict intervention to work in middle school, don't let adults come up with a message. Betsy Levy-Pollack, a social psychologist at Princeton, says her team designed a program with students taking control.
We let them design the messages themselves and come up with ideas about what was making them feel uncomfortable at their school.
Instead of stifling social media, often seen as a culprit, many students used it to their advantage. About two dozen students plastered each school with posters featuring self-made hashtags like I respect and don't hate. On average, conflict fell by 30% in schools with campaigns compared with control schools. Key number two, says Rutgers sociologist Hannah Shepherd, is have the kids with the most social influence spread the message.
The greater the percentage of these highly visible students in the intervention group, the more behavior change that we see.
Pollack says those students were roughly twice as effective as their less connected peers. Just who are those kids? Each school was different. Pollack says,
we did notice these common attributes, like having an older sibling, being involved in dating, and getting compliments on their house.
The basic curriculum is already available for any school to use. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.